Remarks of the President, Cannon City, Colorado, 7 October 1952.
The President of the United States.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm certainly pleased to be back here. I remember coming through here one afternoon after dark, and you had a wonderful turnout, but nothing like this. I'm certainly glad to have a chance to go through the canyon in daylight. It was moonlight when I went through it before. And of course, I'm not on a vacation. I saw a lot of vacationers up there in the canyon and wished I could be with them. I'm here campaigning for the Democratic ticket. As President of the United States, the head of the party is one of my five jobs. The President has five jobs, any one of which is more than a full-time job for one man, but he has to do all five of them, whether he likes it or not. I want to say to you that you have a wonderful ticket here in Colorado. The Congressman Marcellus was one of the ablest congressmen that ever came to Congress. You turned him down in 1950. You better send him back this time when you have an opportunity. I've known John Bill Metzger for many years. I think very highly of him. I think he'd make you a good governor. And that's the reason I'm speaking for him. Now, our national ticket is one that I'm very proud of. I hope you've been hearing or reading Governor Stevenson's speeches. He's been talking sense to the American people. He's been talking facts and issues. I wish the Republicans would stick to the facts and to the issues. But of course they won't, because they know as well as I do that the facts and the record would show them up. So what they do is to try and fool the people by rewriting their record and pretending that everything was the exact opposite of what really happened. They think if they tell these stories over and over, you'll forget what really happened and come to believe their version of it. This is very dangerous, and you want to watch out for it. To help you do that, I'll give you just one example of something a lot of you know about firsthand. That is our rural electrification program. A program which has helped the farmers of Colorado bring electric power to nearly eight times as many farms as it had 20 years ago. 78% of all the farms in this state are now electrified, and the figure is growing all the time. Now that's true all over the farm belt. That's true wherever there are farms. Now the Republican candidate for president had the nerve to stand up at Omaha the other day and say that the 80th Congress had gladly appropriated $800 million for REA, and that proved the Republicans just loved electrification. Well, what he didn't say was this. There were five record votes on funds for REA during the life of that Congress, and every single time, the Republicans in both the House and the Senate voted overwhelmingly to slash those funds. The only reason REA got an authorization for $800 million was that practically every Democratic member of Congress voted for it, and a handful of friendly Republicans helped them to put it over. And then do you know what happened in the Appropriations Committee of the Senate? The senior Republican member of the Appropriations Committee of the Senate succeeded in getting the operations appropriation, the appropriation that would put this $800 million into effect, in getting it cut $700,000 so the rural electrification outfit could not operate. They were for the $800 million, all right, but they wouldn't let us spend it. Yet the Republican candidate wants you to believe the Republican Party favored REA 4 years ago. That's what I mean by rewriting the record. Now, I want you to realize, they pull the same kind of a stunt in every other field. So no matter what you are interested in, you had better not take their word for it. Look at what they do, not what they say. If you want the evidence on that, I hope you'll take the Congressional Record and read it. It's the driest reading in the world, but the record's there. Read the fine print. See how they vote. And you'll find that the great majority of the Republicans are always voting wrong against the people and for special interests. They don't do things for the little man because they don't have any heart for him. They have a calculating machine where their heart ought to be. And that calculator works only for the big lobbies and for the special interests, the ones who pay the bills for the Republican Party and call the tune. Don't vote for an outfit like that. It won't be good for you, and it won't be good for the country. It won't serve your interest. Vote for yourselves. You're the government. The power of government in this great republic of ours is lodged in the people. And their way of exercising that power is to vote on election day and to vote in their own interest. Vote for the welfare of the greatest republic in the history of the world, and vote for the welfare of the world as a whole, because we are now the free leaders of the whole world. If you do that, you'll vote for Adlai Stevenson and John Sparkman, and you'll have the country in safe hands for another 4 years. Thank you very much.